damn.
You all right?
Stupid thing.
Need a hand?
No, I can manage. These doors simply weren't designed with wheelchairs in mind.
No, well...
Taking a bit of paint off the frame.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
I don't mean to be a nuisance.
You're not.
Shula's not going to be very pleased.
Probably won't even notice.
Likes a neat house, doesn't she?
Not especially.
She's always tidying up.
Well, a little bit, maybe.
Picking up Daniel's stuff.
Daniel's a teenager. He tends to leave a trail of debris everywhere he goes.
Where is he this morning?
Mind the chair.
Sorry.
He's gone to church with Shula.
Church?
Yeah.
Doesn't that concern you?
Why should it?
Well, you say you regard him as your own son.
He is my son.
So how can you stand by and allow him to be indoctrinated?
Dad.
With all that mumbo-jumbo.
He doesn't have to go to church if he doesn't want to.
Well, I suppose the damage is done now.
Most Sunday mornings he spends helping Neil with his pigs.
You should have put your foot down sooner.
What?
You've allowed him to be brainwashed.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's like the Jesuits say, give me a child until he's seven.
Look, Dad, Shula's faith is very important to her.
I know.
If she wants to share that with Daniel, that's fine by me.
Strange that you should fall for someone like that.
Like what?
Whose belief system you don't share.
There are plenty...
It's like a pacifist marrying into the military.
Dad, please.
What?
You're a guest in our house.
I know.
So please...
And I'm profoundly grateful to you for taking me in.
Please...
I don't know what I'd have done otherwise.
Please don't criticise my wife.
Criticise? I wouldn't dream of it. Oh, Alistair, you surely don't think I intended any kind of denigration? I was making an observation, that's all.
Can I get past, please?
Oh, now I'm in the way. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Just need to put these potatoes on to cook.
You mean to tell me that in between baking for England, your mum is cooking a Sunday roast?
Yeah, well, that'd be mutiny if my granddad didn't get his dinner.
Oh, well, and you're just sitting here in the pub?
Well, we've been barred from the kitchen.
Getting under her feet, were you?
I'll do the washing up afterwards.
I should hope so.
She tried to get Dad to give her a hand this morning. He dropped a batch of mince pies on the floor.
Accidentally, on purpose.
And the jury's still out on that one.
I don't know how your mum puts up with it.
Practice.
She's a saint, you know, she really is.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't she usually go to church on a Sunday?
Nah, she decided to give it a miss this morning. Well, it's only a fortnight today, you see, the fair. And she ain't baked half the biscuits and mince pies she reckons we'll need.
Well, that's what's really going to sell, isn't it? Your mum's home baking.
What, unlike some of the other tat my dad's managed to collect?
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to say.
He's been trying to persuade mum to take time off work. Well, she's already having a day off to pluck the turkeys. Any more and she'll lose money.
Are you trying to twist my arm?
What?
I will try and go round again.
No, I wasn't dropping here.
It's just that I'm really busy this week.
Although Mum did love it when you came round.
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
So, how do you feel about plucking turkeys?
Oh, no.
Well, it's not difficult.
I think I'm busy that day.
Yeah, I think I'll probably have an emergency with the cows and all.
You can't do that.
Well, you want to bet?
I thought this fair was supposed to be a family enterprise.
Yeah, it is.
So what exactly are you contributing to the great communal effort?
Well, I've been going door to door, leafleting, flogging holly and mistletoe. I mean, not to mention trying to shift some more of them blooming turkeys.
Oh, I had another idea.
No, what about?
The fair. Only Linda Snell came round earlier, and you know this concert she's doing in the church?
Oh, don't tell me she wants you to sing.
Well, she does, actually.
What, really?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that I want to.
Well, why not?
It's all choirs and church stuff, isn't it? It's not really my scene.
Yeah, but you could do, like, Christmassy stuff. That song about the snow on Lakey Hill.
Yeah, I could do that one.
That'd be brilliant. That's a gig, isn't it? Even if it is in a church.
Do you want another beer?
No, this would do, Mita. So, what did you tell her then?
Did I think about it?
Well, you can't say no.
But anyway, look, she also asked me if I'd set up the PA and get the sound balance right and everything, and it occurred to me I could borrow a PA from one of my mates for the Christmas fair.
Well, you're going to sing at the fair?
No! But we can have some nice music playing in the barn, can't we?
That is a good idea. It's supposed to make people spend more money, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, why do you think they have music playing in shops?
There you go, Dad. Help yourself to veg.
Broccoli?
I'll pass on the broccoli, thank you, Daniel. Never cared much for it.
Ah, you should have said.
Yes, we could have had cabbage instead.
Not all that keen on cabbage.
Well, peas, then. I don't like broccoli either.
Huh, since when?
Since forever.
Daniel.
And if Grandpa doesn't have to eat it, then neither do I.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because it's good for you.
Why is it that the things that are good for you are always horrible?
Put plenty of gravy on it and you won't notice. You pass me the potatoes.
There are very few compensations for being old, Daniel. One of the things you have to look forward to is being able to eat what you like without being nagged about it.
I wasn't nagging.
No, no, I didn't mean to suggest. Not for a moment.
Well, tuck in before it gets cold.
Excellent roasties, Dad.
Thank you. In my day, men didn't cook.
Back in the dark ages.
And since your mother died, well, there hasn't seemed much point.
Shula's dad's an excellent cook.
If you like Thai curries and green cakes.
What?
He likes to cook exotic things.
If I had my family about me, perhaps I'd have taken the trouble to learn.
So, how was church?
It's okay. I'll be glad when Grandad's back, though.
Yes, we had Valda on the organ.
Oh. She plays, like, really slowly.
Yes, everything comes out at the same funereal pace.
I hope she's not going to be playing it at Christmas. Hark the herald angels.
Oh, wouldn't it be dreadful?
I thought Christine's son was...
Yes, Peter's coming to stay. She says he's perfectly willing to play.
How often do you go to church, Daniel?
Not very often.
No, our vicar has four parishes, so there isn't always a service at St. Stephen's.
But you go when there is?
Yeah, unless... Well, sometimes I help Neil with his pig.
Why?
Why what?
But why do you go to church?
Dad.
What sort of a question is that?
You see, I've never really understood why God requires you to give up your Sunday morning every week to sing his praises. I mean, if he needs that kind of constant reassurance, he must be massively insecure.
Dad, please.
What?
Peter's going to play for Linda's concert as well.
Oh, good.
And she's got another choir.
As well as the gospel singers?
From the cathedral school. Oh, not the actual cathedral choir, but the holiday team, as it were.
Isn't that your school, Daniel?
Yeah, but I'm not in the choir. Music's not really my thing.
Oh, really?
I'll remind you of that next time we're treated to the block party at 6:30 in the morning.
I meant, you know, Grandad's type of music.
Grandad's?
My other granddad. He wanted to teach me to play the piano, but I just haven't got the hands for it.
You mean you couldn't be bothered to practice?
No, you need lots of, you know, speed and control.
Manual dexterity?
Yeah.
You've got plenty of manual dexterity when it comes to, what's it called? The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess.
What?
It's a computer game.
What sort of console do you have?
I've got a Wii.
Have you really?
Yeah, I got it for my birthday.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, of course.
I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
You're all finished this lot, Mum. You've got to put your feet up.
Oh, no.
Go on, just for an hour.
If I put my feet up, I'll be out for the afternoon. And I've got to get a few more batches of mince pies done.
Yeah, well, let me help.
No, love.
Well, I'm not nearly as cack-handed as Dad, you know. I won't go dropping things.
I remember the last time you tried making a pie.
Well, when was that?
I think you was in year 3 at Loxley Barrett.
Oh, yeah, we did that cookery project, didn't we?
Pastry were like shoe leather, I ain't never forgotten.
Yeah, well, I'm not offering to make pastry, Mum. There's got to be something I can do.
Oh, is there any more washing up?
No, that's the lot. Yeah, I could put the little dobs of mincemeat in, couldn't I?
What about milking? Now, you're supposed to be down Grange Farm in half an hour.
No, it won't matter if I'm a few minutes late.
Now, don't you go cutting corners.
Yeah, the cows won't mind.
I can manage perfectly well on me own.
Fallon, what are you doing here?
Come to do a shift in the pie factory.
Yeah, he was working.
Yeah, it was, but to be honest, it was dead in the bull this lunchtime. Everyone had gone home by 2:30 and I was just standing around twiddling my thumbs, so Mum said I could knock off early.
And you've come to help me.
Yeah, I bought my own apron this time.
That is so kind.
Well, I had a good time last week.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got a really good production line going.
So you won't be needing me after all.
Thanks for offering, lovey.
You don't need me in the way.
Thanks very much.
But if you hurry back after milking, you might be lucky. Get a hot mince pie with your tea.
But, Dad, you haven't been out since you arrived on Friday.
2 whole days. I don't think it'll kill me.
And it's freezing out there.
Oh, a breath of fresh air will do us all good.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on, Dad.
And how am I supposed to get the wheelchair out of the back door?
The same way we got it in.
There's a big step down.
You stand up and I will lift it out.
Well, that's all very well while you're around to assist me, but what about when you're both out at work?
Let's just get through this afternoon, shall we?
I shall be stuck in the house all on my own.
Here we are, Jim. I've got your coat.
What you need is a ramp.
Ah.
Down from the back door. It'd be dead easy to make. All you need is a couple of planks of wood, and then you could roll straight out and down into the yard.
What a splendid idea.
Coat, Daniel.
If I had a ramp, I could be much more independent. I wouldn't be relying on you all the time to get me in and out of the house.
Well, yes.
After all, if this was a public building, you'd be obliged by law to provide one.
What about those scaffolding planks down behind your office?
What about them?
Well, they'd be perfect.
Yeah, they do, I suppose. Look, I'll have a look in the morning.
Well, what's wrong with now?
It's going to be dark soon. Are we going on this walk or not?
Not, I think, Shula.
Oh, all right.
Daniel, would now be a good time to have a go at Princess Zelda?
Yeah, sure. That okay, Mum?
I suppose so.
Come on then, Grandpa.
Enjoy your walk.
Right. See you later.
Oh, Shula.
I know.
I can't stand it. Not for another 2 months.
I don't mind him getting at me.
Yeah, well, I do. I mind very much.
But if he's going to continually undermine my authority, our authority, with Daniel...
We can't let him.
No, we certainly can't.
Come along, Rory. We're going to be late.
What are you up to this morning?
Well, if I ever get Rory to school...
We haven't failed yet.
I promised I'd pop round and see Lillian. Do you want more coffee?
No, thanks, Diana. It's time I was going. Oh, by the way, how are things between her and Matt these days?
All right. As far as I know, why?
I just wondered.
Well, what have you heard?
Nothing.
Come on, Brian.
No, it's just, well, we've got this new woman on the board of Borchester Land. A rather sharp lawyer called Annabel Shrivener.
Oh, yes.
Well, Lillian was asking me about her the other week. I thought nothing of it. But at the board meeting last Thursday, I noticed Matt couldn't take his eyes off her.
Really?
And then afterwards he took her out for a drink.
From which you conclude...
She's quite a nice-looking woman.
Oh, yes.
And she's got a first-rate legal brain.
Brains and beauty, eh?
Yes.
Well, she's hardly going to be interested in Matt then, is she?
Morning.
Oh, hello, darling.
Morning. Lovely day. Oh, pretty chilly, though.
There's some coffee left, if you want it.
Oh, thanks. Yes, that'd be nice.
Well, help yourself.
I was wondering if we could have a chat, Brian.
What about?
Well, I can't really sum it up in one sentence. It's about the future of the farm.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not raking over old ground. This is about a possible new project.
Well, I'm supposed to be seeing the accountant this morning. And talking of which, I'd better get my skates on. Oh, by the way, there's a patch of wheat in the 70-acre up by Littleton Brook. Oh,
I meant to go up there last week.
Looks as if there might be a bit of mildew.
Just wasn't really the weather for walking the crops.
Do you want me to check it out?
No, I'll see to it. How about this afternoon?
Well, it's up to you.
No, I mean for us to have a chat.
Not this afternoon, no. Well, I'll be back by about 11:30. Tell you what, why don't we walk up together and take a look at that weed?
Okay, fine.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, tell Rory I'm leaving in 1 minute.
Okay. Rory, Jenny's going to go without you.
Why does he always make me feel I'm wasting his time before I've even told him what it's about?
What is it about?
It's an idea of Debbie's, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way of producing green energy. Loads of farmers are doing it in Germany, and Debbie thinks it's what we should be doing.
And you agree with her?
Yes.
Good heavens.
Yeah, she put up a very solid argument, but it's going to be a tricky one to sell to Brian.
Why? Is it risky?
No, not at all. But it would need some hefty investment, and it's a bit of a radical departure for someone like him.
What do you mean, someone like him?
Well, he's a bit, what shall I say, conservative?
So what's all this?
What's it look like?
Well, no, I had you down as a carpenter.
Ah, I'm a man of many talents.
Oh, right. So, this is for your dad, is it? The ramp?
Yep.
Judith said she was having to get hold of a wheelchair for him.
He's supposed to be working on his mobility.
Ah.
You know, getting used to walking with crutches. But he's decided it's much more fun to career around the house in a wheelchair, knocking over furniture and taking the paint off door frames.
Oh, dear. Is Sheila around?
Somewhere. Taking a class, probably.
You don't know if she's heard from Mum and Dad, do you?
What?
The email. They're supposed to be sending us a blow-by-blow account of their adventures in the Orient.
She hasn't mentioned it. Aren't you supposed to be in Vienna?
Yeah, we leave this afternoon.
Oh.
Hey, you're going to have to watch it coming down that ramp.
What?
Well, your dad could get up quite a speed, zoom straight across the yard into the path of passing horses.
Yeah, and with a bit of luck, they'll trample him to death.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to say that out loud.
Well, that bad, is it?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, man, I know Shula wasn't exactly looking forward to him coming.
Not the only one. Oh, we've never got on, he and I. I know it's difficult for you lot to understand.
What lot?
Archers. Great big loving family.
Well, some of the time.
I used to think it was because he blamed me for my mother's death.
She died when you were born.
Oh, no, I was 12. But now I think... well, I'm just not the son he wanted.
What about your sister?
He doesn't think much of her either. She'd never have had kids, really.
Right, and old age hasn't mellowed him?
Not in the least. But don't let me put you off. Come in and say hello.
Well...
He's been on his own all morning. He's probably desperate for a bit of company.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, if you promise you won't bite me.
An anaerobic digester, eh?
You know what they are? You get methane, which you can burn to make electricity.
Yes, thank you, Adam.
Of course you do.
I seem to read about little else these days in the farming press.
There's a lot of interest at the moment, which is why we thought...
What do you mean, we? What, you and Debbie?
Yeah, she had the idea, but I reckon it makes sense. We ought to at least have a look at it.
What makes you think it's right for us?
We've got the land here. We can pretty well grow anything we want.
Oh, you see us growing stuff specially for it, do you?
Yeah, but we'd also be taking animal wastes. For a start, we've got 2 good-sized dairy farmers in the village, remember?
So you see them coming in as well?
That's the idea. Make it a cooperative. The funders like that sort of thing.
And you'd envisage selling electricity to the grid?
Definitely. If we don't get a forward contract, we don't build the digester.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we're not just thinking of local wastes. There's no reason we can't do deals with the supermarkets. They have loads of wastes.
Well, I imagine they do.
We can all go through the digester. We can turn it into energy.
Well, it's up to the minute thinking, Adam. I'll grant you that.
Yeah, and an add-on benefit, Brian. We can take the heat from the generator and use it in our polytunnel so we can extend the growing season.
Well, I like the sound of that.
See what I mean by ticking all the boxes?
I can.
Debbie reckons we should get the estate involved.
Oh, does she?
And we're hoping we'll get David and Ruth on board, maybe Pat and Tony as well.
Ah, now look.
What?
Over there, that little patch.
Oh, yeah. That's mildew, all right. Mind you, if we get a few more sunny days like this...
Well, I should get it sprayed, just to be on the safe side.
Okay, I'll get Jeff onto it.
So how much is all this going to cost?
The digester? Well, as I said, it wouldn't just be us.
How much?
And the really good news is, you can get decent grants on this sort of project. Maybe 40%.
40, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Pretty attractive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but so 40% of how much?
About £1 million.
£1 million? Well, I'll say this for you, Adam. You don't think small.
I'm taking my girlfriend to Vienna for a few days.
How wonderful.
Our flight isn't until tea time, so strictly speaking, I should be at work this morning.
I love Vienna.
But my staff seem quite keen to get me out of the way, so I've left them to it.
The most perfect Baroque city.
I didn't know you'd been there.
You simply must visit the Schönbrunn Palace.
Well, that's on the list.
Where, in 1762, Mozart played his first royal concert in front of the Empress Maria Theresa. He was just 6 years old.
Really? You think I made it up?
Yeah, they also have this fab Christmas market at the Schönbrunn. That's why we're going, really, for the shopping.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, cheers.
Sorry, it had to be instant. I'm sure there's some grounds.
Now,
somewhere.
Vienna is the place for coffee. Yeah.
And cake, so I'm told.
You must sample the coffee houses,
uh-huh.
Where the artists of the Viennese secession would gather. Gustav Klimt, Egon Schiele.
Well, if you're into coffee, you must come and visit Jack's.
What?
There's my cafe. I do a pretty mean espresso, though I say it myself.
Well, I should love to.
Oh, great. Well, we'll be back on Thursday.
Although, so you could... as you can see, I'm somewhat immobile at the moment.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can winch you into the back of a Land Rover, eh, Alistair?
Yeah, of course.
So, tell me, when were you last in Vienna?
Oh, long time ago.
Well, Back in the days of the Austro-Hungarian Empire?
No, not quite that long, but nearly.
And when it's all up and running, we'll be looking at $100,000 a year. That's profit.
Sounds healthy enough.
And that's realistic. We'll have all the contracts in place from the start.
We're talking of a payback time of about 4 years.
That's if we include credits in a carbon trading scheme.
What, for people who want to make themselves feel better about flying?
That sort of thing.
I've never really understood how that works.
Well, never mind now.
No, let's stick to basic costs and returns.
The thing is, farmers on the continent are going in for this in a big way. You take Germany.
Yeah, well, I was wondering what had taken Debbie over there.
Yeah, they're 20 years ahead of us, Brian. They've been selling power into the grid for ages.
Well, I imagine market conditions are slightly different over there.
They used to be, not now. All these opportunities are open to us.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to need a comprehensive breakdown of the economics.
First thing is, we'd do a feasibility study.
Good.
So, you think you might be interested?
Well, why wouldn't I be?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe it was a bit... You know, it is an awful lot of money.
With a 40% subsidy?
Yeah.
I'd be a fool not to take it seriously with that kind of incentive on offer.
Well, yes.
Yeah, but there's just one thing, though. You said that Debbie was keen for us to go into this with the estate.
She did suggest it. The estate being local.
And her working for Matt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one bit of it I don't like.
Oh, right.
If we're going to do this, I would greatly prefer to do it without getting into bed with him.
I'm glad you said that.
Are you?
It's the one bit I didn't like either.
Oh, great. Well, we're agreed then. We'll try and keep it in the family.
Yeah, okay.
What about Brookfield?
I certainly thought it was worth sounding them out. And Pat and Tony, of course.
Oh.
Well, they're bound to be interested, aren't they? Green energy?
There's no harm in talking to them, I suppose. But Tony, I don't think he has the kind of ambition for a scheme like this.
Well, I'll see you again soon, Jim.
I look forward to it, and thank you for dropping by.
Oh, well, my pleasure.
It can get rather depressing being stuck in the house all day on one's own.
Dad, Schuler and
yes, yes, I know you have to work. I'm not complaining.
Still, now you've got this fine ramp, you'll be able to get out, won't you?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
It's not completely finished.
Oh, it's pretty stable, though, isn't it?
No, I need to put some kind of buffer strip on the sides.
Oh, solid as a rock. Look, why don't you give it a go, Jim?
No, really.
Oh, well, there's two of us here.
I think you should just wait until it's properly finished.
Oh, it shouldn't be a problem. No, we can stand one each side and catch you if you fall off.
I'm not sure I can get the chair over the door sill.
Yeah, you need a sort of mini ramp on the inside, don't you? Tell you what, shall I get behind and push?
No. Now, yeah, that's got it.
Oh, well done.
Right, here I go.
Woo!
Oh. Hey, be careful.
Fantastic.
Oh. You all right, Dad?
I haven't quite got the hang of the brake on this thing.
Obviously.
But the ramp is good.
Yeah, nice one, Al.
And it's lovely to be out in the fresh air.
Thought you didn't like fresh air.
It is a bit chilly. Could you fetch my coat, do you think?
You're planning on staying out, are you?
Well, since I'm here, I might as well take a little turn about the place.
Well, I must make a move.
Promise me you'll come round again just as soon as you get back.
Okay.
I want to hear all about Vienna.
I'll bring you back a bottle of Glühwein.
Excellent.
Have a nice time.
See ya.
Bon voyage. What a charming man.
Yeah, he can be good fun.
Lively, witty, entertaining... And he's Schuler's twin brother.
Yes?
Extraordinary.
All right, all right. Nearly done.
Hey, Ruth!
Hang on a sec.
Oh, sorry, didn't realise you were inseminating.
She's the last one. There were three of them bullying this morning. There you go. All done.
So I let her out the crash?
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, what are you so excited about?
Well, there's an email from Dad.
Really?
Yeah. Never believed he'd get the hang of it.
Neither did I. So what did he have to say?
Oh, you know, it's all about what a great time they're having in Hong Kong.
So what have they done?
Well, they seem to have spent the entire time eating.
Sounds like your dad.
Yeah, you know, done the usual things. Gone up the peak on the peak tram. Taken a cruise around the harbour at dusk. But most of it is about the food. Dad says he's got a special notebook where he notes down details of everything they eat.
So when they get back, he'll be cooking bird's nest soup and stir-fried shark's fin, will he?
Probably.
He can't wait.
Ooh, talking of which, what are we having for lunch?
Sausages.
Suits me.
What time did Adam say he was coming round?
He just said after lunch.
Any idea what it's about?
None whatsoever.
Yeah, this is right. This is definitely the Ringstrasse.
That's what you said this morning.
Yeah, but I'm older and wiser now.
But I don't think your sense of direction has improved.
Hey, okay, come on, look at the map, huh? We've just come round that bend in the road there, and there is supposed to be a church to our left, and lo and behold, one church.
There's a church on practically every street corner, Cathy.
Cathy, trust me.
After this morning?
Okay, look at it this way. You have had a unique experience.
A magical mystery tour.
You've seen parts of this city that are a closed book to the majority of visitors.
Oh, yeah. Nothing I like better than wandering around in a strange city with absolutely no idea where I am.
Yeah, right. Well, we worked it out eventually, didn't we?
You mean I did?
Yeah, OK. It was fun, wasn't it?
I have visions of us traipsing around the suburbs of Vienna for the next 2 days and missing our flight home.
Hey, look. Look there.
Oh, what?
The trees.
Oh, aren't they beautiful? They're all covered in lights. Every tree in the park.
Well, this has got to be the right place.
Oh, and look, that must be the city hall.
Yeah, the Rathaus, yeah.
Oh, the square's full of stalls.
Oh, wow, it's fantastic. Welcome to the Christkindlmarkt, my love.
Bert said he'll come on Boxing Day for a couple of hours.
Oh, bless him.
Help with the feeding and strolling down.
So really, it's just Christmas Day we have to worry about?
Yeah.
Well, I think I should do morning milking.
Why?
So you can spend more time with the kids and have a nice leisurely breakfast.
And get dinner in the oven.
No, Mum's going to be here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can do afternoon milking, though.
All right. While you slump in front of the telly and stuff your face with chops.
And why not?
There's a pipple mucking too.
On Christmas Day?
Oh, well, maybe not, but I'm sure she'll help out the rest of the time.
Yeah, probably. Only her diary's filling up by the day with parties and outings and sleepovers.
There's your tea.
Thanks. And she told me last night that she and Izzy are going to the Young Farmer's Disco.
Young Farmer's Disco, Izzy?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, wouldn't have thought that was exactly Izzy's scene.
Young Farmer's has evolved a bit since our day, you know. Well, that'll be Adam.
Can I come in?
Sheila!
Hi! Oh, are you having your lunch?
No, we just finished.
I'm having a cup of tea. Do you want one?
Well, if I'm not interrupting.
No, we were sort of expecting Adam.
Is something the matter?
Oh, I know this sounds melodramatic, but I just had to get out of the house.
Why?
Alistair's dad.
Oh, dear.
He is driving me up the wall.
Please, Cathy.
Don't be daft.
But it looks such fun. It goes all the way around the park, look.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think Santa's miniature railway is aimed at somewhat younger people.
All right.
Gosh, doesn't that smell wonderful?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely, yeah.
It's cinnamon and cloves and roasting chestnuts.
Oh, hey, look at them.
What?
Snow-blown gargoyles. Yeah. You see? But I wonder how they do that.
Oh, they're grotesque.
I tell you, the Ambridge Christmas lights are going to look pretty tame after this one.
Those gargoyles might look out of place on the front of St. Stephen's.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, now come on. Let's have a look at some of these stalls.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But first things first, yeah?
What?
Mulled Glühwein.
Kenton, look! Oh, aren't they exquisite?
Oh, yeah. And what do they do?
They don't do anything. They're Christmas tree decorations.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're lovely.
Oh.
A bit fancy, though, aren't they?
Each one is hand-painted with a different scene.
I don't see anything like that at home.
I've simply got to buy some.
Yeah, okay, but Glühwein first, yeah?
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And maybe one of those tasty-looking sausages, yeah?
Come on, you.
He said he didn't want to go out. He said he was perfectly happy just to sit indoors and read a book. But Alistair made this ramp so he could get out of the back door, and he's in and out a dozen times a day, and each time he leaves muddy tar marks across the kitchen floor.
Mm. Still, if it keeps him out your hair...
Oh, but it doesn't, David. Quite the opposite.
Mm. Suppose he can follow you around now.
Exactly. Mm. Well, there I was this morning, putting a class through their paces in the indoor school, and suddenly he appears in the doorway and yells across at me, Shula, where do you keep the marmalade?
Oh, dear.
Did he frighten the horses?
No. But if there had been a nervous one in there...
Have you talked to him?
Yeah, of course. I've tried to explain he needs to be careful around the horses, but he reacts as if, well, as if he knows it all, as if I'm treating him like a child. I mean, I know he's never liked me.
Why do you think that?
Well, he makes it perfectly obvious. And you see, well, he thought Alistair's first wife was wonderful. You know, clever, sophisticated, accomplished, all the things I'm not.
Oh, come on, don't put yourself down.
You are a woman of many talents.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, and I know he's just a lonely old man, and I should be compassionate. And it's deeply unchristian of me to feel like this, but I could cheerfully strangle him.
Oh, dear.
And if I'm like this after 4 days, how on earth am I going to get through the next 8 weeks?
Is there anything we can do?
Oh, no. No, I just needed to let off steam, that's all.
Well, any time.
How does he get on with Daniel?
Daniel thinks he's wonderful. Mainly because he subverts my authority the whole time and tells Daniel he doesn't have to eat his vegetables or do his homework.
Why don't you bring him round for supper one night?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, go on, give yourself a break. It's got to be easier to deal with him when you know you've got us to back you up.
Well,
how about Thursday?
Oh, it just seems so unfair to...
Oh.
Can I come in?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Adam.
Oh, hello, Shula. How are things?
Don't ask.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
No, it's okay. I've got to get back anyway. Oh, thanks for the tea and sympathy, you
Look,
two.
Look, say you'll come on Thursday.
Well...
I'll cook a joint of beef, OK?
Oh, all right.
Great.
Thanks ever so much.
We'll see you on Thursday. About 6:30?
Yeah, OK. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What was that all about?
Alistair's dad...
Oh, yeah, Alistair was saying.
And he's had an accident, broken his leg. He's come here to recuperate.
Yeah, and he's a cantankerous old buffer at the best of times.
You've met him, have you? A
couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, and being stuck in a wheelchair has obviously done nothing to improve his temper.
He came to their wedding, didn't he?
He stayed for Christmas once or twice.
Well, I sympathise. I know what it's like to have a difficult father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Anyway, what did you want to see us about?
Well, this is all very hypothetical at the moment, but we're seriously considering setting up a green energy plant at Home Farm. And we wondered if you might be interested.
Mm. Now, that is the real thing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
I hate to think we come all this way to be palmed off with artificial cake.
Nothing quite captures the true essence of chocolateness.
Mm.
As a genuine saccator.
You know, I never realised the Austrians were quite so hot in the old food department.
Oh, didn't you?
Well, you know, I mean, I knew they had a bit of a reputation for cake.
It was absolutely justified.
Yeah, but, you know, that sausage we had earlier in the market, I mean...
Yeah, those potato cakes. What were they called?
Kartoffelpuffel.
Kartoffelpuffel? Ah, isn't that a wonderful word?
Mm. You know, I wish I spoke German just so I could find out what was in them.
Right. It's just grated potato.
What? No, I meant the sausages.
Hmm?
Do you think if I bought one and took it home to Tom, he could analyse the contents?
I doubt it.
I bet he could, you know.
Do you remember where the store was?
Well, not exactly.
May never find it again.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
Kenton.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. That sausage will have to remain a beautiful memory.
I'm just wondering.
What?
Well, do you think if I bought a whole sack of tort, there's any chance I could get it home in one piece?
Don't know about that.
Well, Elizabeth would just love it, I know. I want to take them back something special. They've been really good.
No, I think the temptation would be just too much for you.
What do you mean?
Well, you'd end up eating it on the plane.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. You wouldn't be able to resist. One slice lead to another, and by the time we'd landed back in Birmingham, there'd just be a tiny little pile of crumbs in the bottom of the box.
Even I couldn't eat a whole sack of tort. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just thinking how long it's been.
What?
Well, since I heard you laugh like that.
And you say Brian's agreed?
Well, he wants a comprehensive breakdown of the figures, but in theory...
Good for him.
I'd have thought the way arable prices are going, he'd be content to sit back and let the money roll in.
I thought he'd probably say no. But with the kind of subsidies on offer, plus you know what your income's going to be, pretty much.
I can see why he'd find that tempting.
But even so, we can't really afford to go it alone, which is why we're looking for partners. And it is important that at least one of our partners should be a livestock farmer.
You need the animal waste.
Exactly. Mm. For the thing to work efficiently, you need the right balance of materials going in.
Well, we've got plenty of manure.
We should be able to use biological waste from other sources as well.
Like what?
Food waste from restaurants, that sort of thing.
Do we get the residue back after it's all been through the digester?
That's the beauty of the thing. First, you get the methane, which you can turn into electricity and sell. Plus, you end up with a soil conditioner that can go back on the land.
Sounds good to me.
It'd be a great story to tell when we have the next school visit.
Yeah.
Showing the kids not just how food's grown, but how energy's produced as well.
Yeah, and Pip would love it.
Our daughter's a pretty hardline environmentalist these days. Yeah.
She's not sure about her grandparents flying off around the world.
Oh, dear. So, what do you say?
Well,
it's really a question of what we can afford.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, a year ago, I'd have laughed in your face, but we're doing a lot better now.
Even so.
Leave it with us, Adam.
Yeah, give us a day or two to mull it over.
Okay, take as long as you like.
But we like the idea, don't we, Ruth?
Oh, yeah, we like it a lot.
Timed. I'm just making coffee.
Oh, good. I'm freezing.
There's a ton of posts for you.
Yeah?
It's on the table. Mostly Christmas cards by the look of it.
Oh, right. Just picked ours up from the printer.
Ours?
Well, mine, the business ones. Really should get them sent out this week.
Oh, that reminds me. Christmas drinks at Grey Gables on Friday lunchtime.
Yeah, what about it?
You haven't forgotten.
No, no, of course not.
Well, you seem to have so many demands on your time at the minute. All this entertaining of clients.
Yeah, it's called running a business, Pussycat.
Really?
It involves a lot of networking, and the Stirling's party on Friday is just the kind of occasion for doing... Ah, the planning department, if this is what I think it is. Excellent.
Well, you look like the cat that's got the cream.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
And what is it?
You remember ages ago I shoved in an application to develop the site where the old Borchester engineering plant used to be?
Yeah, vaguely. Houses, wasn't it?
That's right, 200 units. Never thought they'd wear it. They chucked it back at me a few times.
And now they've agreed?
Yeah, passed it last week. This is the confirmation.
Oh, mad.
Mwah. Clever old sticker,
yes,
I am.
Yes, you certainly are.
Christmas has come early this year.
Well, this calls for a celebration.
Certainly does.
So what do you say? Dinner at Grey Gables?
Yeah, nice idea, but don't book it just yet, OK? I need to make a few calls.
But Matt...
I'll be up in the office, all right.
But what about your coffee?
all right, no need to panic. I don't suppose it's for you. Hello?
Tony, it's Adam.
Oh, hi.
Are you busy?
Oh, I'm always busy. Why?
I wondered if I could come over and have a chat with you and Pat.
Well, what about?
Well, it's a bit complicated to explain on the phone.
Well, that sounds ominous.
No, no, it's just about a possible future project that you might be interested in.
Oh, yes?
How about this afternoon?
Well, today's not really a good day, I'm afraid, Adam.
Take half an hour at the most.
I know Pat's up to her eyes in the dairy, and we've got the veg boxes
Tony, are you
to do.
Coming in for coffee?
I'm
or
on the
I...
phone, Pat.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's Adam. Wants to come and talk to us about some new project.
What now?
Yeah, sometime.
Well, not this afternoon. I've got deliveries to do.
How are you fixed this morning, Adam?
I could come straight over if you like.
Yeah, okay. See you soon.
Annabelle Strivener?
Annabelle, it's Matt.
Who?
Matt Crawford.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. Just had a bit of good news that I think you might find quite interesting.
What's that then?
Any chance you're free for lunch today?
It's the sort of news that requires a celebration, is it?
Got it in one.
Oh, well, Let me see. 1:30, any good?
Excellent. The feathers suit you?
Very well.
Okay, see you in the feathers at 1:30 then.
Can't wait.
Me neither. Bye.
Ivor, brought your coffee up.
Oh, thanks, Puscat.
You rushed off without it.
Yeah, too much excitement.
Who was that on the phone?
No one you know.
But you're meeting her for lunch.
You've been listening at the door.
Well, it's the only way I find out anything in this house.
It's business, Lillian.
Of course it is.
Now I've got this planning permission, I've got to get things moving.
So, what about our celebration?
Yeah, look, I'll give you a call later on, OK?
Yes, yes. I'm familiar with the anaerobic process.
Isn't there a plant somewhere in Shropshire?
Yes, that's been up and running for quite a while.
Well, I don't think that one's on a farm, though.
No, it's operated in conjunction with a local authority. They use food and garden waste collected from local households.
Oh, right.
There's quite a few of them around, and they're starting to go onto farms.
Yeah, but you're proposing to grow maize or rapeseed specifically to fuel this thing?
Yeah. But the plan is to have animal waste as well. We need to get the right balance of carbon and nitrogen, you see, so we'll be able to use all your manure.
We already use our manure.
Yes, I know.
It's composted and goes back onto the land.
The great thing about anaerobic digestion...
It's an absolutely integral part of the organic process.
Yeah, after the waste has gone through the digester plant, you're left with a residue that contains all the nutrients. And that's given back to the farmers as fertiliser. So you're losing nothing. Your manure serves a double purpose.
Yeah, but what goes back onto our soil has been produced at Bridge Farm and nowhere else.
Yes, but we'd only be
Whereas
using...
with this thing, we don't know what's going in.
There'd be a small group of local producers...
Well, we'd still have a problem with our organic certification.
There's been plenty of analysis done. You only have to look on the web.
No, it's more fundamental than that.
How do you mean?
It's not just us being organic. It contradicts our basic principles.
In what way? It's renewable energy.
I know,
produced in a completely environmentally friendly way. I should have thought it was right up your street.
We're farmers. We produce food. And this is going to require a huge acreage of crops simply being cultivated for fuel.
Yes, but...
On land that should be used for growing food. I mean, I can see why a lot of farmers are rubbing their hands, because it keeps arable prices high.
Yeah, but that means food prices will go up.
Exactly. Mm. And who's that going to hit? The poorest and the most disadvantaged.
Well, it may be that more land will need to be brought into cultivation.
And where's that land going to come from?
Well...
Forest clearance, that's where.
Not necessarily.
Inevitably. There's no doubt at all that the demand for biofuels will lead to an increase in deforestation. And what will that mean? An escalation in carbon emissions across the globe.
Are you being overly pessimistic?
It's happening right now in Indonesia and Malaysia. The rainforest is being systematically destroyed to make way for palm oil plantations. So if there's money to be made out of growing maize for biofuels...
But surely making use of waste materials to recover energy is a sensible use of resources.
Yeah, but that's my point. It's not just waste materials.
Well, there are plenty of other ways to produce renewable energy.
There's no way that wind and wave power is going to fill the gap when the oil runs out.
So people will have to learn to get by with less, won't they?
Right. Well, I really thought you... You of all people, but... I suppose if
look,
you're not interested.
I'm sure there's a role for anaerobic digestion. As a means of disposing of household waste, terrific.
Yes, well, we have talked about the possibility of importing biological waste. But, you know, we're right at the beginning of the process. We're just throwing ideas around at the moment. So, I hope you can reserve judgment.
Well, this is a treat.
Yeah, we should do it more often.
Should we indeed?
Now, I think you should raise your glass and drink to my success.
Your success, Matt?
Well, not a bad drop of wine, huh?
Now, are you going to tell me what this is all about?
You know where the old Borchester Engineering Works used to be?
Yes.
Guess who's just been given planning permission for an extensive residential development?
Really?
Yeah. Won't pretend it's been easy. We had to jump through quite a few hoops.
So was the way.
Yeah, environmental impact, all that sort of nonsense. But we got there in the end.
Well done, Matt. Quite a coup. How many units are we talking about?
200.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's been a long struggle, but we got there. And that's only the start, believe me.
What else have you got on your stocks?
Something a lot bigger than the engineering works.
Housing's big, right? All the political parties are agreed on that now.
No doubt.
And I want to get my share of that market.
Naturally. It's a complex area, development law. You need to know your way around.
Precisely. And you do. That's why I want you on board.
Really?
Yeah. You don't play to lose, and you're prepared to go in hard, like you did on the supermarket site.
You heard about that, did you?
Of course. We could be a great team, Annabelle.
So, have you got any new projects in mind?
Well, I've got an option on the old asylum site on the other side of Felpersham. Do you know?
Can't say I do.
Brownfield site just happens to be in the middle of countryside, perfect for executive houses.
How many?
500. All four bedroom plus.
Oh, that sounds promising.
There are certain complications. It'll need a new access road for a start, and the route the council's asking for is going to be way too expensive.
There's usually ways around these things.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
The trick is to make the council's preferred options start to seem expensive to them, too.
How do we do that?
Put together a cracking good case for the route we want, then threaten to take it all the way to an inquiry.
Right.
Well, if you've really prepared the ground well, there aren't that many planning departments who'd want to take it that far.
Sounds promising.
Secrets in doing your homework. Prepare a damn good case.
Well, that's where you come in.
Yeah, well, you've seen my fee structures. You know I don't come cheap.
Yeah, but if you can get the results...
I don't think you need have any fears on that score.
Good.
I've got a feeling that the two of us might make rather an impact around here.
Hiya.
Hello. Thought Tom was milking this afternoon.
Oh, he called. He's been held up.
Oh, no.
So I've got to do it.
Will he be over later?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'll do the veg boxes.
Oh, that's something, I suppose.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, no, actually.
What's the matter?
Adam.
Well, you're not still brooding about that, surely?
It just makes me so cross, the way people throw themselves into these schemes without having thought through the consequences.
Well, there are big subsidies available, you know.
Yeah, well, obviously. Why else would Brian be so keen on the whole idea?
Yeah.
It just annoys me so much that Adam thinks he only has to say renewable energy and we'll be a pushover. I really think we've got to take a stand on this.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Lillian.
Well, Marty. Well, good boy. Good boy.
What are you doing over this way?
Oh, I've just been for a good long gallop. It was either that or kicking the hell out of the furniture.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, you know, Matt.
What's he done?
Oh, where shall I begin? Do you fancy a cup of tea? Oh, no, I better not stop. I need to get Marcellus home before it gets dark. Though, if you were to lose him this evening, come over and have a drink. We'll celebrate without him.
Celebrate what?
Matt's landed some big development deal that he's been after for ages. So I offered to take him out to dinner. Bit of a treat, I thought. But he turned me down.
Why?
He prefers the company of one Annabelle Shrivener.
Oh, dear.
Who's Annabelle Shrivener?
New girl on the Borchester Lambord. Great sense of style, according to Brian. As well as being inspirational.
Inspirational?
You surely don't think she and Matt...
Oh, I don't know what to think, Pat. When I asked him about her, he said he wouldn't want to be stuck in a lift with her.
Oh.
But he clearly has no objections to a tete-a-tete over lunch at the Feathers.
What's for supper?
Egg and chips.
We had that last night.
I know.
And Monday.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but just in case you hadn't noticed, I'm spending every spare minute baking Christmas fancies for your blimmin' fair.
Oh, I ain't complaining, Clarina.
No, I ain't got time to prepare fancy suppers and all.
I'm very partial to a nice plate of egg and chips.
Oh, can this week get any worse?
What's the matter now?
Another cancellation.
What?
A turkey that was sold ain't sold no more.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Gilbert from Gleeblands.
Did she say why?
Oh, said they decided to go with goose instead. Well, that's a lie. When I took the order, she told me there was 14 for Christmas dinner. You can't feed 14 people off a goose.
That's the second one that's cancelled, isn't it?
No, we ain't never had this happen before.
Do you know what I reckon?
What?
there's been that many complaints about the price this year, I reckon word's getting round.
What word?
They ain't selling.
So?
Well, they're banking on us dropping the price.
Well, we can't afford
and
to.
And I wouldn't mind betting. Old folks have seen the posters, and they're thinking to themselves, if we go along to the Grundy's Christmas fair, we'll be able to pick up a turkey half price.
Oh, why would they think that?
Oh, because they know we're desperate to shift the blooming things.
What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
How's about...
What?
No, that wouldn't work. I got it.
What?
It's all about adding value, isn't it?
Aye.
About giving folks something for nothing.
Oh, we can't afford to give them a what?
No. Not the birds. But we say, buy a Grundy turkey and we'll throw in a packet of homemade stuffing.
Aye?
Well, something for free, you see. Folk can't resist.
You know what, Dad? I reckon you might have cracked it.
Well, you ain't just a pretty face, you know.
Hang on. Do you know how you make stuffing?
Oh, it's just breadcrumbs and stuff, innit?
Yeah, all bound together with butter and eggs.
Aye?
If you're talking homemade. And butter and eggs is going to go rancid afore Christmas.
Oh, you can put it in the freezer.
That already full of mince pies. And that's another thing. Who is going to make this homemade stuffing? And don't look at me.
Oh, come on, Clary.
Absolutely not. I can't. I ain't got one spare minute between now and Sunday week.
What about young Fallon?
No, she's bent over backwards to help me already. I ain't having you taking advantage of her good nature.
Well, she's like family now.
No. Now, get out the way, Eddie, and let me get these chips on.
What about Nick?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, why not? She's pretty much family too.
Oh, she lives miles away.
Well, she's round at our Williams more often than not.
She's a nice, obliging girl.
Yeah. She's got two little ones. She can't possibly.
No harm in asking.
You going to change your clothes?
No. Are you?
Well, I just wonder if we shouldn't, you know, make a bit of an effort.
Why?
Well, we hardly know this man. I mean, it's all very well for Shura and Co. to slob it out with us, but he might find it a bit, you know...
What?
Oh, maybe I should have laid the table in the dining room.
You're getting nervous about this, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are.
Well, the way Shura was going on about him, he does sound a bit...
What, intimidating?
To say the least.
He's our guest. He must take us as he finds us.
He's supposed to be Shula's guest.
Look, it's supper at the end of a working day. He's jolly lucky to be getting roast beef rather than microwave pasta shapes.
I haven't even thought about pudding.
We've got ice cream, haven't we?
Yeah, plenty of ice cream.
And we've got those Watsit biscuits that Kenton brought back from Vienna.
Oh, the Weihnachtskuchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd be really nice with ice cream.
Well, there you go then. Pudding sorted.
There's some paper napkins in that drawer. Can you get them out, please?
Okay. Sounds like they had a fantastic time.
Who?
Kenton and Kathy. Do you mean these napkins with the clowns on?
Oh, dear, is that all we've got?
The only ones I can see.
They'll have to do then, won't they?
Right. Bet they wished they'd stayed in Vienna.
Why?
Well, they arrive back at Cathy's, and what's the first thing that happens?
You mean Linda?
Doesn't even let them get inside the house before she's dragooned them into serving refreshments at her concert.
That's how she gets things done. Never allows you time to think.
Oh, no.
And talking of getting things done, we must get some Christmas cards.
Can't we leave it till the last minute like we usually do? We've got ages yet.
We had half a dozen in the post this morning.
Well, some people got nothing better to do. Aha. Come in!
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, Alistair. Come on in.
You couldn't possibly give me a hand, could you, David?
Yeah, sure.
Only Dad insists on going everywhere in the wheelchair.
Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, salt and pepper.
And we'll need to sort of lift it over the steps.
Sorry to be a nuisance.
No, not at all. Look, you go behind Alistair and push, okay. And if I sort of yank it from the front...
Can I help at all?
No, that's all right. We can manage. Ready?
Yep.
Two, three, and eight.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
That was quite an entrance.
Good evening, Ruth.
Welcome to Brookfield.
Well, that was a waste of time.
Now there's a surprise.
Can you speak to young Nick?
Yeah, I phoned William to get her a number and she answered the phone.
She's round at Williams now.
So I asked her if she'd give us iron making stuffing and she said she might.
She never.
Oh, such a nice girl.
But then William comes on the line and says, what are we going to pay her?
pay her.
Fair enough question.
Oh, no, 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 no. She's family now.
Oh, is she indeed?
Fallon didn't expect paying, did she?
So is she going to do it?
Oh, William wouldn't let her. Said we was taking advantage.
Quite right, too.
Oh, and he wants to know if we're going to see the Christmas light switched on tomorrow.
Oh, shouldn't think so.
Oh, come on, Clary, no.
Yeah, Nick and the kids are really looking forward to it, so he said.
I should be slaving over a hot stove.
Oh, you can have one evening off.
Oh, ta very much. Yeah, and don't stand there, because you're in my way.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, well, looks like it's down to you and me then, Eddie.
What?
Make the stuffing. It don't have to be cooked, do it?
No, no, you just mix up the ingredients and gets cooked with the brew.
Yeah, so what you reckon?
Well, what you mix concrete, turkey stuffing should be a doddle.
Yeah. So, how'd you make breadcrumbs then?
Yeah, well, you get some bread and... I don't know.
Well, what about the stuff you buy in a packet? What's that got in it?
Oh, just breadcrumbs and some dried herbs and a bit of suet, I suppose.
Yeah, well, if we used to go to Cash and Carry... We could buy a sack of cheap stuff and then add homemade bits like herbs out the garden and maybe a drop of cider.
Cider? Yeah, we can chop up some apples into it.
Yeah, you call it Grundy Special Cider Apple Christmas Stuffing, eh? Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's a traditional breed, you see.
More fat. These days, cattle are bred for leanness, and the meat just doesn't have the flavour.
What the customer demands, according to the supermarkets.
But you don't sell through supermarkets?
No, we sell a lot of our meat direct. The beef, that is, not the lamb.
Cut out the middleman, eh?
Well, it's kept us going the past few years, when we were making virtually nothing from milk.
Oh, I remember reading. Didn't the Women's Institute run some campaign?
That's right, they did.
Yeah, we were getting 18 pence a litre, and believe me, that hardly covers the cost of production.
Yeah, and Brookfield has a fairly large herd, and they make maximum use of grazing.
Yeah, and we could barely make ends meet, so smaller farmers are going out of business by the score. But thankfully, things have improved this year.
The supermarkets saw the light, did they?
No.
That'll be the day.
No, it was world markets, believe it or not. There's such a demand from China for dried milk, it's driven the price up.
I thought the Chinese didn't eat dairy products.
They do now.
Yeah, and we're reaping the benefit.
How interesting.
So, we're a heck of a lot better off than we were this time last year.
Despite the terrible summer?
Yeah, despite the floods.
Not to mention foot and mouth and blue tongue.
Yeah, and despite the fact that our costs have rocketed, energy and feed prices are going through the roof.
You're still better off?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the future's looking a bit brighter at the moment because we're actually making money out of milk production.
Mm. Oh, sorry to have been so long.
Oh, don't apologise.
Had some difficulty persuading Ben to go to bed. Shula's been very saintly in reading him a story.
David has been bringing me up to date on the current state of farming.
Oh, dear.
No, no.
He talks of little else.
Oh, thanks a bunch.
It was fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
Oh, well.
See?
And I shall insist on Hereford beef in future. That really was a delicious meal.
Sorry about the Yorkshire puddings.
I like them crispy.
Coffee, everyone?
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, sorry, Dad. I forgot.
A bit late for me to be ingesting caffeine.
All right. Tea?
No. Unless... Would you happen to have some Earl Grey?
I meant to bring some tea bags.
Actually, we have got some.
Have we?
Yeah, I picked them up by accident, I think, at the supermarket. Don't you remember? Mm. Or more likely Ben grabbed them off the shelf.
It was ages ago.
Yeah, but we should still be here. Yep, here we are.
Probably past the sell-by date.
They'll be fine, tea doesn't go off. Tea bag in the mug, okay?
Fine.
So, did you hear? Nigel's horse has arrived.
Oh, yeah, we thought we'd go over on Saturday.
Nigel?
Pargeter. Married to Elizabeth, my other sister.
And he's just acquired a Shire horse.
Whatever for?
You're a bit of an eccentric, Nigel.
Very interested in traditional rural crafts.
And he's very green. Doesn't even like to drive anymore. Rides his bike mostly.
So this Shire horse, is it to be put to work?
I think it's more of a visitor attraction, really.
No, he's going to use it around the park.
What for?
Hauling timber in woodland, hoeing between the rows of vines.
Hmm? How interesting.
And I think there are quite a few jobs where it's better than a tractor.
I'm sure Daniel's going to want to see it, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
We must make an expedition.
We? You mean you'd like to go to Lower Loxley?
Well, don't sound so surprised. Do you expect me to sit about doing nothing for the next 2 months?
No, it's just horses. You've never expressed any interest at all.
I can't pretend to share your sentimental attachment to the entire animal kingdom. But a shire horse is rather different, isn't it?
If you say so.
Talking of horses...
And I look forward to renewing my acquaintance with your sister Elizabeth and her eccentric husband.
Talking of horses, I was telling Bert about Adam's green energy scheme, and our Pat and Tony weren't too keen on using arable crops as fuel.
What's that got to do with horses?
Well, Bert pointed out that in the old days the power source on all farms was horses, and they were fuelled in exactly that way, with homegrown crops.
You must tell that to Nigel, he'd love it.
Ah, thank you, David. So, this green energy scheme...
Yes, it's our cousins who farm down the road.
Yeah, I've told Dad all about it.
Oh, right.
You're going to be involved in it, are you?
We'd like to be.
Yep, we've talked it through and...
It's really just a question of whether we can afford the investment.
But you've just been telling me how well you're doing.
Yeah, well, after some very lean years.
And we're not exactly rolling in cash.
But it's where the future lies, isn't it? Renewable energy.
Well, Pat and Tony have got a point, though. I mean, if land is taken out of food...
I have to say, I really admire people like you.
Like us?
You don't sit around wringing your hands about the future of the planet. You get stuck in. It's an inspiration to us all.
Caroline and I are hosting a drinks party.
In the Loxley room, yes, I know.
Only some of the guests have never visited Grey Gables before, and I'd hate to think of them, you know, wandering around the corridors.
Oh, don't worry, Oliver. I shall point them in the right direction.
I know I can rely on you, Linda.
Oh, Oliver, before you go...
Yeah?
I wonder if I might beg a favour.
Depends what it is.
Well, I know it's rather short notice, but would you consider being the compere at our Christmas concert?
Oh, well, when exactly is it happening?
Wednesday the 19th.
Well, I shall need to check my diary. Although, come to think of it, Caroline was talking about booking tickets, so we must be free that night.
You see, I need someone with authority, someone with gravitas, which makes you the obvious choice.
Well, kind of you to say so, but, well, surely you should be doing it yourself.
I was fully intending to.
I mean, after all, you've organised the whole thing.
Yes, but... to be honest, it's turning into a much larger event than I originally anticipated. Such is the reputation of the Gospel Choir that we're getting bookings from as far away as Birmingham.
Good heavens.
Yes. Robert created a link to their website, you see, and the response has been extraordinary. In previous years, we've never attracted anyone from further away than Hollerton. Only the logistics of the evening are going to be a nightmare, and I really feel that to ensure smooth running, my presence will be needed backstage.
Well, Linda, I'm enormously flattered that you asked me, and I shall be delighted.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I'd better get back to my guests.
Oh, and would you convey my thanks to Caroline for arranging the advertisement in the Echo?
Oh, did she do that?
Yes, it was a great weight off my shoulders.
Right, I'll tell her.
Oliver, mate.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Glad I bumped into you. I have no idea which is the Loxley room.
Lillian not with you?
No, I said she'd come under her own steam.
Oh, right. Well, I think I've already seen her. Follow me.
Last weekend, they went to Sun City.
Isn't that sort of like Las Vegas?
Alice said it was the most extraordinary place. And she had her first taste of gambling. She said it was all very James Bond.
I thought this was supposed to be a working holiday.
Oh, she's doing plenty of that, too.
She really is.
Yes, somebody else mentioned it to me. Who was it? Oh, yeah, of course. It was Brown.
Brown what?
Hello, Prusca.
You made it, then?
Yeah. Meeting finished sooner than expected.
Matt was just telling me about this new woman on the Borchester Land Board. Annabelle...
Shribner.
Oh, yes. I've heard all about her.
Oh, Brian's been singing her praises all round, has he?
Well, he said he thought she'd be a great asset to the board.
Yeah. She's a bright woman.
Bit of a stunner, I gather.
Is she indeed?
Yeah, so Brown said.
That's not what he told me.
Oh, sorry. I put my size 10 right in it.
No, it's all right. I think he said she was quite nice looking.
Well, Matt?
What?
A stunner or merely quite nice looking?
Don't ask me.
Oh,
Come on, darling. You took the woman out to lunch. You surely have an opinion as to her look.
Lillian, I told you I am interested in Annabelle for her sharp mind, her legal nails and her enviable list of contacts.
Of course. How silly of me.
There's Shula. Excuse me. Must just go and have a word.
So, are you turning out for the great switch on tonight?
What?
Christmas lights, rather green.
Oh, no, not really my cup of tea.
How about you, Lily?
Yeah, Mum's quite keen to bring Jack down to watch, so I said I'd ride shotgun for her.
Excellent.
Turns out one, he'll decide at the last minute you don't want to come.
Yeah, very likely. Won't be the usual show this year anyway.
Why not?
Well, no village hall.
Haven't you heard? The drives are being moved out this afternoon.
Really?
Still no electric, though, presumably.
But I understand Robert and Bert have worked out some way of filling the gap.
Don't tell me they're going to stand on the roof and wave sparklers.
You go on indoors, Rory. I'll bring your school bag.
All right.
Jennifer?
Oh, hello, David. What are you doing here?
I was looking for Adam, actually.
Well, he's probably gone home.
No, oh, should have rung. Only I was just passing.
He and Ian have to set up their Christmas lights for tonight.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Their names will be mud if they don't do their bit.
They had a fantastic tree last year.
Yeah, Lillian bought it for them. An Underwood special. Already decorated. And I've been telling Adam for the past week to get it down from the loft and test the lights, but as usual, he's left it till the last minute.
What about Brian? Is he around?
Oh, I don't know if he's back. We went to a drinks do at lunchtime, and I had to leave early to fetch Rory from school, so for all I know, Brian's still there.
Oh, right. Well, it's not important anyway.
I had quite a long chat with Shula at the party.
Oh, yeah?
Very down in the dumps, isn't she?
Oh, about Alistair's dad?
Yes. Sounds like a difficult situation.
Yes. Although, well, I can't help feeling she's, you know, over-dramatising a bit.
Really?
Well, we had them round to supper last night, mainly because Shula was in such a state carrying on about how she couldn't cope, so we thought, well, you know, take the pressure off one evening, and we were sort of dreading it because of everything she'd said, but it was fine. There's no problem at all.
So, what's he like then?
Well, he's a bit crotchety, obviously. I mean, who wouldn't be with a broken leg all done up in plaster?
The whole leg?
Yeah, stuck in a wheelchair.
Oh, poor man.
So, all things considered, I thought he was remarkably cheerful. And he was pleasant and chatty. Polite about the food. And we had a really nice evening. And I ended up thinking, what on earth is Shula making such a fuss about?
But it's obviously making her very unhappy.
Well, he seemed so interested in everything. You know, the farm, how we're doing, Adam and Debbie's green energy plan.
Really?
Yeah, he was really taken with that. Which is what I came round about, actually, to tell Adam that Ruth and I have talked it through and we'd really like to be involved.
That's marvellous.
Well, we'd certainly like to find out more.
Oh, good. I was really excited about it. Not least because it's the first time in years that Adam and Debbie have actually agreed on something.
Yeah, they've had their differences, haven't they?
And the fact that Brian is backing it as well. You know, I can't remember the last time they were all in agreement.
Well, anyway, I'll probably see Adam tonight.
Oh, are you taking the kids to see the lights switched on?
Oh, yes, we'll be there.
Gather, we have you to thank.
Me?
Illuminations for the village hall.
Eh?
Robert said you advised him where he could acquire some outdoor lights.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I got the contacts, you see. Anything in the way of Christmas decorations, wrappings, trimmings, trinkets, knick-knacks, I'm your man.
Yes. It would have been a shame to have such an obvious gap in the necklace.
The what?
Well, I always think of the ring of lights sparkling around the green as a necklace of precious stones.
Right.
Fanciful of me, I know.
But personally, I think of it more as a ring of mean-spirited tightwads who refuse to support local enterprise.
What?
Of all the people in all the houses round this green, do you know how many have bought turkeys? Precisely two. I just hope they're saving their pennies to spend at the Christmas fair. But I doubt it.
Well, don't despair.
Oh, any roads. Robert got his lights all right.
Yes, I think the idea came from Bert originally. He thought the village hall Christmas lights might escape the flood.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, no, they were stored under the stage, completely ruined. But he and Robert decided they simply couldn't leave the place dark and unadorned, and the switch-on has become such an event in recent years.
Yeah, William's brought his girlfriend and her nippers. And George is that excited. You think it was Christmas Eve already.
Yes. Anyway, they borrowed a generator, and as you see...
Evening.
Oh, Lillian, hello.
On your own?
Yeah, I was supposed to be escorting Mum and Jack, but he couldn't be persuaded to leave the house.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
Well, it was a bit high risk anyway. He's not too good with crowds.
Lillian, let me give you one of these.
What?
A flyer for our Christmas concert at St. Stephen's.
Yeah, Jenny was trying to talk me into that.
It's going to be a splendid event.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be pushing your...
People are coming all the way from Birmingham, and the vicar tells me that his mother-in-law, remember Mabel?
How could I forget?
Here, have one of mine.
She has completely rearranged her Christmas schedule so that she can be here.
Well, I'm not sure that I'd choose the vicar's mother-in-law as my guide to seasonal entertainment. What's this, Eddie?
Grundy's Christmas fair. Sunday the 16th, up the pole barn. A chance to buy all those last-minute gifts and decorations, plus hot punch, cider and rides in Santa's sleigh.
Santa's sleigh?
Dad's doctoring the pony trap. And the chance to win a turkey.
Oh, Eddie, how can I resist?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jenny.
Mum and Jack not make it in the end, then?
No. What have you done with Rory?
Jennifer.
Oh, he's over at Honeysuckle with Adam and Brian.
I'm sure you've already booked your tickets.
What for?
The Christmas concert.
Well, we haven't actually booked yet.
Do it soon. They're selling like hotcakes.
And talking of hotcakes, not to mention mince pies, spicy biscuits, candied fruits, nuts and chocs.
Well, what's this?
All your Christmas goodies available under the one roof.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please.
Excuse me, I promised I'd do the countdown with George.
She's standing by to pull the switch, and Jolene's up to her neck in mulled wine at the moment, so I've been asked to do the honours. So, if you're all ready, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, Robert's fine. Would you excuse me?
3, 2, 1.
There goes Woodbine.
Oh, very tasteful.
Oh, look, the village hall.
Oh, yeah. Oliver said there were plans to rig something up.
And the police house.
Oh, that's rather gaudy.
Isn't Manorfield Close supposed to come in now?
Oh, I've no idea.
Only Adam said that that's his cue and he can't do anything until... Oh, there they go. Look, all the way down the close like a Mexican wave.
It's getting a bit competitive, isn't it?
Well, I do hope Adam gets his lights working. He's in such a panic this afternoon. Hey, bravo!
Oh, they've still got the Christmas tree, I see.
Doesn't it look gorgeous? And now the green and Cleveland's. Oh, isn't that lovely? That was the best yet. Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm just not in the mood.
Ever not?
Oh, Jenny, you heard him.
Who?
Matt! An Oliver's party, banging on about the blessed Annabelle Shrivener. I seem to hear of nothing else these days.
You surely don't think...
Oh, I don't know what to think anymore.
I mean, he wouldn't carry on about her so publicly if he was going behind your back.
But he is going behind my back. He had lunch with her this week, and he wouldn't have told me except that I heard him on the phone arranging it. He said it was all to do with business.
Well, Brian says she's a remarkably astute lawyer.
So?
Matt's got more sense than to mix business and pleasure, surely.
Oh, I doubt it. Half his life seems to be spent entertaining clients.
I see.
Oh, what am I going to do, Jenny?
Well, have you met this woman?
No.
Then that's the first thing to do.
What, meet her?
Yeah. Get to know the enemy. In my experience, you can't decide how to fight the battle until you know exactly what you're up against.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.